Take your Bible, Genesis chapter 26. Genesis chapter 26, the Bible says, verse number 1, "And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, Go not down into Egypt, dwell in land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee. I will bless thee, for unto thee and to thy seed I will give all these countries, and I perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I'll give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar." Verse number 12 said, "Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and God blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him for all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father. The Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their name by the name by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servant digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdman of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdman, saying, The water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also, and called the name of it Setnah. And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, For now the Lord hath made a room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And he went up from thence to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared unto him in the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there, and Isaac's servants digged a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Huzath, one of his friends, and Pokah, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, Wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me and have sent me away from you? And he said, We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee, and we said, Let there be now an oath betwixt us, even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord. He made a feast, and they did eat and drink, and they rose up between betimes in the morning, and sware one to another. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came, and they told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, We have found water. And he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will be our help, on looking for water. Amen. We preached just several years ago just keep a digging. Amen. But praise God, as we look at this today and we see how Isaac's come, and he said there's a famine in the land. He said there was a famine in the time of Abraham, and he said there's a famine in the time of Isaac. I want to say, youngins, today, if there's ever been a famine in the land, it's a famine that we're living in right now. There's a famine sweeping across this country. You say, preachers, because of lack of rain. And I won't say it's because of lack of the presence of an almighty God. We're missing something today, youngins, and we're not looking for it. We're not desiring it. Praise God, we need the touch of God. Amen. We need it like we've never needed it before. You need it. I need it. Our churches need it. Our homes need it. Our communities need it. And Lord knows our nation needs it tonight, today. We need that presence of the Lord. We need the power of God. like we've never had the power of God before. We need that presence of the Holy Spirit moving the hearts and the minds of these people to give us that help and that hope that we need. We're living in a hopeless time. People have no hope because there's no hope outside of Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm glad, praise God, that we can through Him have hope. We see here where there's a famine and Isaac was going out, praise God, and he goes down. But God speaks to his heart. He said, now listen, Isaac, I know you've been through tough times. He said, I know things may look difficult. He said, no matter what you do, he said, don't you go back down to Egypt. Amen. Listen, youngins, no matter what comes at us, no matter what we're up against, no matter what you've got to deal with today, don't you dare go back down to Egypt. At Egypt, the type of the world, he said, you've got to separate yourself from that. Put that behind you. Praise God. Realizing what God Almighty has done for you, praise the Lord. Hey, listen, this morning, He's done great and mighty wonderful things for us. He saved you by the marvelous grace of God. He brought you up out of your sin. Praise God, if He brings you up, I'm glad He brings you out. It hurts my heart to think that people believe that they can be saved and brought up and God won't bring you out. I want to say this morning, on the authority of the Word of God, that God wants to get you out of your sin. He wants to get away from your sin. He wants to get you away from that'll harm you and hurt you. God wants to put you on a foundation that's sure and steadfast, that's unmovable, praise God, that man or beast can't move out from under you. And that foundation is Jesus Christ the Lord. Therefore, he told Isaac, he said, don't you go back to the world. Amen. We'll say this morning, it's easy to go back to the world. It's easy, praise God, to go back to things that we used to be. Amen. Even Peter was out there He got caught up in a moment. He said, I go a-fishing. Amen. You know what he done when he done that? He took about 7 with him. Amen. He said, I'm going to go back. He said, I go a-fishing, so I'm going to go back to that a lifestyle that I lived. I thought, hey, the devil would like nothing more for us to go back to that lifestyle that we lived. He'd like us to go back to that place that he brought us out of. But praise God, I'm glad that there's a holy God. And when he moves into our hearts, he changes things in it. Our ought-tos change. Our want-tos change. So praise God, my want-to is not what it used to be. Praise God, I could sin if I wanted to, but I don't want to. Amen. God put something down in my soul, praise God, it won't let me do the things I used to do. Amen. You say, well, preacher, ain't never been a change. I still do what I like to do, praise God. You better check up. Yeah. Amen. Something big as the Holy Ghost of God moves in your heart. He won't let you go do the things you used to do that's contrary to the precious Word of God. Amen. We better stay with the book. We better stay with Lord Jesus Christ. We better let God help us in these last days we live. I'd like to preach just a little while this morning. God be my help on looking for water. Amen. On looking for water, praise God. I want to say this morning, there's all kinds of wells. Amen. One of the greatest wells that you'll ever find is that well of salvation that's through Jesus Christ your Savior. That well of salvation, praise God, that'll bubble up in your soul. That well of salvation that through the Holy Spirit will show you the error of your ways and the goodness of God. That'll put something down in your soul, praise God, that'll lead you away from that stuff and lead you in the direction of the Holy God. Amen. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, for those wells of salvation, ain't you? I remember those days when I was lost without God. Hello? You remember when you was lost? Amen. Out there in the world, praise God, with no hope and no help in this world. But praise God, I'm glad the Holy Ghost of God come to where we was. He brought that well, praise the Lord. Brought it down to where we was. Amen. Praise His holy name. That God offers that opportunity. I remember the day Jesus told the disciples. He said, I must needs go through Samaria. Praise God, ain't you glad at that one day, that one night, on a Wednesday night like I had, Jesus said, I must needs go by a little old Baptist church in Oakland, Maryland. Praise be to God. And He come to where I was. What are you talking about? I'm talking about a well of salvation. Praise God, that old well that Abraham had dug. He sat down, well, glory. He sat down there on the corner of it. And he was waiting on purpose because he knew, praise God, at about a certain hour and a certain time, some little old damsel would come that way. Praise God, he was sitting there, amen, waiting on her own purpose. That little old gal come down there, and, praise God, brought her pitcher just like so many times before. Brought her pitcher down there to the well to draw water. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Lord began to talk to her. He began to tell her, for a long story short, he began to tell her everything about her that he knew. He said, well, preacher, what did he know? He knew everything about her. Amen. Just like the Lord knows everything about me and everything about you. You think you may be sitting here this morning, yeah, listen, young people, and you think, well, you know, nobody knows about me. Nobody knows about what I'm doing. I want to tell you, God knows everything, every thought, every intent of the thought. He knows everything about you. Amen. The Lord told her, amen, about a well of water. And she said, Lord, give me this water. That I thirst not, neither come to draw. Amen. You know what happened that day? Praise God, that was a well of salvation. Amen. There's a well of water there that'll satisfy for a moment in a time. But praise God, Jesus is that well of water that'll satisfy your soul for eternity. Amen. Praise God, you'll not have to come drink again. Praise God, He'll put in you a well of water that springs up into life. That little old woman come to the well, praise God, brought her pitcher. When Jesus was through with her, the Bible said she left her pitcher and she went to the house. Amen. She left her pitcher. You say, preacher, why did she leave her pitcher? Because she took a well of water with her, praise God. When we get saved by the marvelous grace of God, the Spirit of God moves in, and that well of water that overflows, that well of water in abundance, praise God, it roars up in the pits of our soul, and it gives us that nourishment from the portals of glory. Amen. It's a whole lot better than physical water, the water of life from God Almighty. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen. He said, Isaac, don't worry about that worldly water. He said, don't protect you of that worldly water. And he said, just keep looking for water. Praise God. God said, I'll provide you water. Amen. He said, go sojourn where I want you to go. I want you to go. Praise God. He said, what he did, the Lord told him, Isaac, I just want you to go hang out with me. Amen. That's what we're going to get to do all through eternity, by the way. One day in a little while, we're going to get to just to be with the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Throughout eternity. Praise the Lord. Everywhere we are, there He is. Now we see it through the Spirit of God. But praise God, one day in a little while, we'll get to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. But He said, Isaac, you hang out. Praise God. Let me just show you where to go. And you go there. He said, I'll bless you where you go. Amen. It's good to listen to the Lord. It's good to look for water, praise God, to places that God would show us. Because God knows where the water is. Amen. He knows every well. Amen. So he said, sojourn in this land. He said, don't go down to Egypt. So we see a well of salvation, but we also see a well of separation. I've talked to several people this week and living a separate life. I'm afraid in our modern Baptist churches today that the world and the Baptist church isn't no different. You can come to most fundamental Bible-believing churches and there's no difference in them. Amen. The people at the church house live just like the people across the street. There's no difference, amen. But God says, hey, I'll give you a well of salvation, and a well of salvation, I'll give you a well of separation, a place where you can come and get, where you can come and separate yourself into my care and my love and the compassion of a holy God, and I'll bless you in that place. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Have you separated yourself? Sometimes we don't get blessings, we ain't separated ourselves. We ain't come out from among them, be ye separate like God said to do. Amen. So He can bless us, praise God. He said, I'll give you all these countries. Amen. Hey, it's not just that little community that we live in. But God said, praise God, if you'll get separated, God said, I'll give you the countries. Amen. That's why we got missionaries out there in the field, praise God, that are preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and thousands been saved. We're planting churches, praise God, in the Philippines and in Bolivia and South America, and we're seeing God Almighty move upon those people. We're seeing God touching hearts and lives, praise God, and changing people forever. Amen. The glory of God's moving. Amen. The Lord knows. I think God's given us one more chance, one last opportunity, amen, to become a children of God that we ought to be. Man, He offers wells of salvation. He offers wells of separation. Amen. Where we come together and just magnify God. The Bible says, well, Isaac went and he dwelt in Gerar, where God would tell him to be. Amen. And then he says that he sowed in that land and received the same year 100-fold. Amen? Why did God say, well, praise God, he sowed, he said God blessed him 100-fold. Why did God bless him? Because he, praise God, he was saved, he was separated, he was living where God told him to live. Amen. It's time, church, that we got to a place where we can live where God's telling us to live. It's time we get to worship, praise God, the God of heaven. Amen. Get in there and dig in deep. Pray God, looking for that well that God's got for us, that well of separation. Pray God, so we can come up to that well of praise, so we can thank Him and praise Him for all that He's doing for us. Amen. Not only does He offer a well of separation, but He offers that well of praise. A place where we can come to for and just praise Him and give Him glory for all the blessings He's bestowed upon us. Amen? We ought to be praising God every day. If you're able to get up and go, you're able to walk, you've got breath in your life, praise God, you've got energy in your body, you ought to be praising God with it. Hello? Amen, praise God. Don't get quiet on me. We ought to be praising God. We ought to be magnifying Him, thanking Him every day. If we've got families, we got our health, praise the Lord, we ought to be praising God. Wells of praise. They ought to be wells of thanksgiving. Amen. Praising God even to thanksgiving, even to giving God glory for all these that we just celebrated, thanksgiving. Amen. I hope to goodness we took time to praise God and give Him glory for what He's done. Amen. God allowed us to come together. If God allowed you to come together and all your family still intact, glory be to God, you ought to be the shoutingest people in the world. Amen. Thanking God for what He's given us. Amen. Being thankful to the Lord, all the blessings that He's bestowed upon us, adding to us. You look around in the community, look around our families, you see all these little babies, all these little people. Amen. They're little human beings. Amen. They were a little human being from the time they was consumed in their mother's womb. Say amen. 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 They wasn't a fetus. They wasn't some object. They were a human being. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Well, let me just stop here and just tell you how I know that. Because from the time they were conceived, they begin to grow. And if something ain't alive and well, praise God, it ain't going to grow. You can take some old dead cold something, praise God, and you can put it in there and fertilize and everything else. And if it's not alive, it ain't going to grow. But praise God, yet that little old baby in the womb, praise God, it is a living human being. The Bible says that when Mary saluted Elizabeth, that the baby leapt in Elizabeth's womb. That word babe literally means little person. Hello? Amen. Glory to God. I worry about people that claim to be Christian and say that abortion is okay. I don't know why I'm going down this road. Maybe somebody's struggling with it. But abortion ain't okay. Amen. Praise God. That's a living human being. And my Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we're looking for water, praise God, we got to get to the right place. We got to get in the presence of God. We got to be obedient to His commandments. Amen. We'll come to a well of thanksgiving. When we do that, a well where God begins to bless us with the blessings from on high. Amen. Praise His name. He said, but I want to say it won't be this journey that we journey. It won't be without obstacles. Amen. Things will come up along the way. There'll be obstructions along the way. But God Almighty takes care of that. He says in verse 12, He said, Isaac sowed in the land, received the son in that same year 100-fold. The Lord blessed him. And now watch this. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. That's a blessing, God. I mean, that's a well of rejoicing. That's where we come rejoicing, praising God for the blessings He's bestowed upon us. That we've been able to receive at the hand of God. I wonder how many times, church, that we go right on past the blessings. We go on right past the care of an almighty God, and we don't rejoice and praise Him and give Him glory. Amen. We take for granted all that we have. Amen. We ought to just praise God every day for it. With rejoicing in the Lord. We ought to take opportunity. We ought to just take time out, praise God. And every time God blesses us on purpose, just rejoice in the blessing. Amen. If we do that, listen, we're so busy, we ain't got time to praise God. See, if I take time, preacher, to rejoice in the blessing He give me, I look what all I'll miss out. Let me tell you what we're missing out on when we don't take time to rejoice in what God's doing for us. Right now, here and right now, praise God, we're going to mess up because if we just stay with God, just rejoice in what God's doing for us, we would have the capacity, praise God, through God Almighty, through His blessings of the blesser, praise the Lord, to just keep rejoicing forever.
Amen.
Amen. If we ever just praise Him the way He deserves to be praised. If we ever just give God the glory. If we ever just take a time out and just praise God on purpose. Amen. So preacher, I ain't got time. I was reading a story the other day. Said a young man, praise God, was called into the ministry. And said his daddy was a praying man. Amen. And said they come in of an evening, so they had fellowship together and they ate supper. Said his daddy went to the prayer closet and he prayed every evening for 2 to 3 hours. Amen. 2 to 3 hours every day. How did he get time to do that? Because God blessed him. Amen. We try to seek and we try to have and we try to push forward. But if we push forward without God, it's for naught. It'll be taking like taking and putting it all in a bag with holes. It'll just fall out everywhere. But if we trust the Lord, praise God, we just keep a looking for the water of God in the places God gives us, the place that God wants to bless us. And we just begin to rejoice in what God's doing for us. We'll see God move upon us again. Amen. But he said, in verse 14, he said, for they had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great store of servants. But now watch this. The Philistines envied him. Amen. The Philistines envied him. Let me tell you something, church. You know what's going to move our people? You know what's going to move our communities, our country? It's going to take when they begin to envy us. He said, preacher, what would they have to envy us over? Because, praise God, we are partakers of the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we have a possession that they don't have. We have something that they can't attain to within themselves. They're trying to. They're trying to reach and grab. They're wanting you to give them a sheet with all the answers on it so they can answer all the questions in the right manner, praise God. But I want to say the only answer that you need is the answer of Christ, your Savior.
Amen.
Amen. They was looking for him. They envied him. Praise God. They envied Isaac. Now Paul said over in Romans chapter 11 and verse 14. He said, if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh and might save some of them. Now that word emulation, it means to stir up. It means to make jealous. Hello? You know what stirs people more than anything else? Come on, church, you know this. Jealousy. Amen? Jealousy stirs us up more than anything else. We get jealous of somebody else because they sing a little prettier than we do. Or somebody else, I'm jealous of all you people that can play the piano because I can't play nothing. I can't play the spoons. Amen? I'm jealous of you. Praise God, but I praise God for you because I'm glad you can. Because I can't. Praise the Lord. Hey, but praise God. Hey, listen, he said he wanted to be stirred up, so they were stirred up. They were stirred up to jealousy. Amen. And God told Isaac, he said, just stay where I've got you and just keep on digging, praise God. Keep on looking for that water, and the water will be there. Those are jealous. Amen. Everywhere they dig a well. Now Abraham had already dug his wells. Now, listen to me. Abraham had already dug his wells, but said the Philistines went behind. What'd they do? They filled them up. Amen. They was good wells of water, praise God, but they filled them up. I want to say what the world will do today, if we ain't careful, they'll fill up those wells, amen, those wells of the Spirit, those wells of salvation, those wells of separate, all those wells of thanksgiving and praise and rejoicing will be filled up by this world. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we take and we trust the Lord, we ask Him to help us. We ask Him to forgive us. Amen. And we know He will because He said He would. But if we go off in a tangent, we go off in a direction, and we don't use, and the God of heaven, He takes all that stuff out of us. He takes it away, casting the sea of forgetfulness. If you and I, now listen to me, if we don't put something else back in its place, then that was wicked before will come in to be. Have you ever noticed a religious person, praise God, that gets in there, goes for a little while, and then backslides on God, gets away from God? I'm telling you, I'm talking about one that's a running on empty. They're three times the devil, praise God, that they ever was. Amen. Boy, it's a rough road to hoe when God's got to deal with that. Amen. But praise God, if we'll stay with God. And He said that that house, they was gone out. He said He said it was swept and garnished. But when he come back, he said, I looked around. He couldn't find no place to dwell. Amen. That old wicked stuff of the world. He said, I can't find no place to dwell. So I'll go back to that place I come out of. And when he went, he said he found it swept and garnished. Hey, listen, you done cleaned it up for him, but you let the devil come back in. We better be steadfast in our faith, believing, amen, get saved, born again by the precious Word of God, and begin to fill that place up, fill that void. I'm talking about looking for that that water springing up into new lives. Amen. If you leave it empty, something will fill it up. That's why I said, the Bible says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but to be filled with what? The Spirit. He said we're supposed to be filled with the Spirit of God. You say, well, preacher, what are you talking about? What is being filled with Spirit? Is that jumping up, hollering, and shouting, and carrying on? Praise God, that might be part of it. When something as big as the Spirit of God moves into your heart, praise God, sometimes you just can't help it. Amen. Hey, Brother Ernie, I think it's all right, praise God. I like it when I get to can't help it. Praise God, just get to praising God and just giving Him glory. But he said that we're to be filled with the Spirit. That means to be being filled. That means we take the Word of God, that we get where God told us to be, and we take the blessing, praise God. We take that water, praise God, that look. We keep a looking for water because we want that fresh drink. Man, I don't want old hot, stale water, do you? Amen. Water's about one thing. Water is one thing that you can drink hot or cold, as long as it ain't too hot. Amen. You can still partake of it. Praise God, I'm looking for that fresh water. It comes from God. There's opposition. They won't want us to dig those wells. They won't want us to clean out those wells of water that we've had in days gone by. They don't want us to pull up that well and drink. We're papa drunk, and we're mama drunk, and we're mama drunk, and we're daddy drunk. Praise God. They don't want them wells. Praise God. They'd rather have something new. They'd rather have something, praise God, of their own making. But I want to say, praise God, them old wells of water of the Lord. It's still the best water. Amen. Still the best water. They was strife and contention at every well. Praise God, but then they's waters that'll satisfy. They finally drilled had redigged a well. Praise God, and they said it's a water where there's room for us. I want to say to youngins today, there's room at the well. Amen. There's room at the well today for all those who come to drink. Oh, well, the water's free, and it's fresh, and it's new, and it's fulfilling, and it's reviving. It's refreshing, praise God, to your soul. It's those living waters. And if we get to looking for waters, it'll fill up that place. That Spirit of God will be real in our hearts. Those living waters flow forth and fill that void. Amen. Praise God. It'll wash out all the junk that's in our lives. Won't be no room for it. Amen. That's how to be satisfied in the Lord, praise God. Don't leave any room, praise God, in our spirit, in our soul, for the junk of this world. To separate ourselves, praise God, and look for something better. Amen. Now you know the story here. Isaiah digs these wells. He has contention. He has strife. And but he just keeps on digging. He's looking for water. He's looking for the same kind of refreshment, the same kind of goodness, the same kind of God that Abraham had. Amen. Let me just say something this morning. To God, same yesterday and forever. God's still the same. You say, well, God, preacher, God just ain't the same as He was in Isaac's time. Really? Amen. It's the same God. We're serving the same God that Isaac Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, sir, we're serving the same God today. We're serving the same God that, Peter, Paul, and John served, praise the Lord. We're serving the same God today that's walked through this earth. We're serving the same God today that created everything that we have. And without Him is not anything made that was made. Praise be to God, I'm glad today that we have a blessed hope in Him. Praise God, call that living water. Looking for water, praise God, and you'll find it today. Amen. It's nothing unusual, praise the Lord, to find a water, to find a well for a hungry soul. Amen. You know the story. Comes there, Abimelech told him to go out. He made them a promise that they'd, a truce. He comes and asks for a truce here, and praise God. And Isaac is gracious. Amen. Kind of like our Lord Jesus Christ, He's gracious and offers the help and the hope that we have. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, the world, he said, is provoking them to emulation. They wanted to see how they were stirred up. They were jealous because of the way that God has blessed us. We want to see, listen, if we want to see our family saved, if we want to see communities touched in the day and hour that we live, it's going to take us being stirred up so they'll get stirred up. Amen? We're going to have to have a stirring appeal. But they came to Isaac and they said, listen, you know, we look at this thing and I said, I notice there's been some strife and contention. He said, I want you to know that I don't want anything to be betwixt us. Amen. Praise the Lord. If there's ever going to be any peace on this earth, praise God, it's going to be peace through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one, He is the ultimate peacekeeper. Amen. They come to Him. Of course, Isaac, you know the story. He makes a feast for them. Amen. Even though they broke our covenant, they broke the promise they had. They said He makes peace with them. He sets a feast for them, and they eat and they drink. So they rose between times, verse 31, and swear one to another. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. Amen. Praise God, that's what God does. When we do things that's right, praise God, and we bring them to emulation, praise God, and they stir and that strife that's there, and they come up and they say, you know what? We see how God's a blessing you. See what God's a doing for you. See how God's a using you and the way that God's a helping you. And we just want to, praise God, we don't want anything to be between us. We just like to see, we just like to know how to get that. Let me tell you today, sir, there's a whole world out here that's wanting what we got. Well, let me rephrase it, what we claim to have. Amen. If we keep on looking for water, if we keep doing what God have us to do, I want to say, young'uns, there's no place to quit. There's no place to back up. We got to keep pressing on for the cause of Christ. It'll be worth it farther on. Amen. It will be worth it farther on with the help of the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, and now this takes place, and I can just sit in my mind's eye, these folks, this old king, Abimelech, he had no more and got out of sight. Amen. Gone back, they'd done made a peace agreement. Man, from the goodness of his heart, I said, okay, you know, we'll make peace with you. Even though you've broken, even though your people have broken, even though these things have happened, praise God, we're just going to press on for the good glory of God. We're just going to keep on looking for water. Amen. Those wells of water that's flowing up from the good hand of God. The Bible says, verse 32, and watch this. It said it came to pass the same day. Amen. Ain't it amazing how that you just try to seek the will of God and walk with God and the righteousness of God? Pray how God just begins to bless you and how He begins to show you how His gratitude, how much He loves you, how much He cares for you, how much He wants to help you. Amen. Notice this. And Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, now watch this, we have found water. Amen. Glory be to God when we just keep a digging and we keep a looking for the water and we keep a trusting in God. God just keeps a blessing. And when we deal with the world in the right manner, I know it's hard. The world is a wicked place. There's a lot of wickedness in the world. But there's a love of God that's bigger than the world. There's a love of God, praise God, that He sheds abroad in His people, in me and you. And He helps us to just come together in one mind and one accord, looking for the mighty hand of God. Praise God, keep on looking for that water, that well, praise the Lord, springing up in the newness of life. Man, let me just tell you a little story real quickly and I'm done. When we was We was over at the house and we was looking for water. Well, I had my cousin come over and he done what they call witching it. He took a peach limb, a forked limb, and he come over at the house and he said, "Well, you going to drill a well?" I said, "I need to come over and find water for you." I said, "Well, if you can tell me where to drill, you come on." And he come over and he held that peach limb. He walked around the yard, got over there by my woodshed, and he held that peach and holding it tight as he could in his hands. And that thing went straight to the ground between his feet. It was so much force in that, Brother Bill, that it peeled the bark off in his hands. "Your preacher, I don't believe that." Well, you had to be there. I seen it. Amen. I seen it. I saw it. I saw it better, ain't it? I said, "I saw it." Amen. So the fella come out from the county. Of course, they got to okay it. They come out. Yeah. They come out and they looked at that and they said, "Son, this won't work." I said, "Why not?" He said, "Because it's too close to that building." I said, "That's not a building, that's a woodshed." He said, "Yeah, but," he said, it's a building." He said, "It can't be so close to anything like that." I said, "Well, give me 30 minutes and come back, that'll be gone." Yeah. Amen. I can saw them poles off the ground, roll that down over the hill, throw that wood down there where it's at. He said, "No, sir, you can't do it." He said, "You're going to find you another place." So I called my cousin back. I said, "Brother," said, "they won't let me drill there." He said, "Why not?" I said, "It's too close to that building." He said, "That woodshed." And I said, "Yeah." See, that's how the devil works. He don't want you to find water nowhere. Amen. He'd rather you just stay. He'd just rather you thirst to death in a dry, barren wilderness. And my cousin said, "Okay, well, I'll come back." He come back over and he got up there on top of the hump above that and he got the witch and it done it again. It wasn't quite as strong, but it peeled that bark again. He said, "Well, there's one right there." He said, "It's not as good as that one, but it's a..." He said, "There's a well of water right there." I said, "All right." So the fella come over there and I said, "It's right here." He said, "Well, there's this and there's that." He said, "All right." I said, "That'll work." So of course, in order to get to that one, I had to tear down everything I had, my fence and everything, so they could get the well drilling rig in there. Amen. You're going to find water, listen to me. Sometimes you've got to tear down everything around you. Man, you've got to destroy everything, praise God, in the way of the rig to get there to drill you some well. Amen. That old fella come up there and he set that thing up. He began to drill. And he went down about 75 feet. And he hit water. It was gushing up. He said, "Well, he said, "Jeff, that's a pretty good stream." He said, "But that's a lot of surface water." He said, that won't do you no good." He said, "I've got to go on down." I thought, man, I was going to get by cheap. $75. I mean, 75 feet. Not that I'm cheap. But he set that thing there and he put another bit on. He went going down. He said, as soon as he went just a little ways further, he went into solid granite rock. I mean solid rock. That granite desk started coming up out of there. And he went on down, went down 100 feet, 110 feet. And by the time he hit 110 feet, that water started gushing up out of that well. I mean, it was a coming up out of there. And just a minute in time. That water was running down over the bank, running down the driveway, running down, getting ready to go into my neighbors. I mean, I'd run up there to the house and I'd get the tractor and I'd run down there and I had to cut a gully across the driveway to give that water a place to go. Amen. He went down to 120 feet and that water was a gushing. Now he said, "Son, I'm as far as I can go." He said, I can't drill no more. He said, "We've done hit an artesian well." He said, "That water, it was coming up out of the ground." Amen. Praise the Lord. See, I could have quit at 75 feet. But he said, that's dirty water. That's surface water. He said, "You got to get down there where the good water is." I said, "Where's that at?" He said, that's when you go through the rock. Man, when you go through the rock, that's where the good water is. Amen. So we just kept looking for water. And praise God, when about the time, it's just like he went through that solid granite rock, and when he did, that water come welling up out of there. Praise be to God. And you know what happened when that water got to coming out of there? Praise God, we got to stirring about. Amen. That water was a flowing, that water was a running. Praise God, it was running over on me. It was running over down my road. It was running around my house. It was running down, and praise God, it was about to run over on my neighbor. That's what I'm talking about. You get to looking for water. Amen. You come out of the world, praise God. You get saved, you come out of the world, and you keep a looking for the water, praise God. You say, preacher, I find a little well every now and then. Praise God. Glory to God. That's what Isaac did. He found a well every now and then, but we got to keep looking for those wells of water. Amen. Praise God. Keep praising the Lord for that water. He said, the servants come to him. When the hindrance is gone, when the hindrances had left, said his servants come to him and said, boy, we found a well of water. We found water. Amen. What do you reckon Isaac done? He said, glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He said he named a place Beersheba, the place of well of oath and a command, the commandment of God. Praise for God because of God's promise. Because Isaac had stayed with the promise, God blessed him with a well of water. Amen. What we got to do, church, just keep looking for the water. It's there. It's there. And the Lord will give it to us. It'll spring up in that newness of life. Just about the time that you're going down for the last time, God Almighty, the water of God, spring up in your soul. Bless His holy name. It's what the world needs. It's what I need. It's what you need. It's what every one of us needs. But we got to, in order to have the water, we got to be looking for the water. Amen. Got to be looking for that water. What about you today? Are you looking for the water? That well of water from the Lord that flow up and satisfy your soul. That'll bring that salvation, separation, that rejoicing and thanksgiving, that praising and giving God glory. We need it. We need it. Because it's going to take those flowing waters to get the attention of all those around us. Our families, our loved ones. They'll say all the time, preacher, I just don't know what to do. I've talked, I'm blue in the face. Just let them see those wells of water flowing up in your soul. The Spirit of God, the goodness and mercy He showed. Amen.